it's not to pick apart your childhood, but more along the lines of allowing and understanding yourself so that you can interact with the world the way that you want, that feels aligned, that feels like you can go for what you want.
Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast, a safe space to help you transform the way that you approach motherhood and life. If you're a mom struggling with self-worth, overwhelmed with overstimulation, looking to slow down, conquer mom guilt, let go of external pressures, or even embark on a spiritual awakening, you are in the right place. Let's break free from that survival mode cycle by waking up from autopilot and authentically embracing our inner self-love, trust, and connection. Imagine if every single part of your life was perceived through a lens of expansion, value, worthiness, self-awareness, and acceptance. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood and was always in my own head, never feeling good enough. I realized if I wanted to make a change, it started within me. And in finding that freedom, I've dedicated my life's work to helping other moms heal from the inside out to come back home to themselves too. So take my hand, mama. Let's set the foundation to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, belief, joy, love, and balance. If you are ready to weed the fluff, get to the root of cultivating real change, and feel connected to yourself on a love-rooted level, let's dive in and discover the power within you. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, hello, beautifuls, and welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I am your host and intuitive life mentor, Jenna Smith, and today I am absolutely thrilled to introduce to you a powerhouse of a woman who embodies the very essence, from what I know of you, just of balance and wellness and pure badass. Just getting to know you, I am so stoked to jump into today's episode. Joining us today on the show is Andrea Herbert, a mom of three, entrepreneur, and co-founder of Gold Ivy Health Co. She is also a health coach, a personal trainer, a podcast host herself, and a marathoner with the ambitious goal of running a marathon in all 50 states. I want to dive into that. I know that'll be off topic, but I do want to talk about that. She's dedicated just her career to encouraging women to prioritize their well-being regardless of society's just self-sacrificing messaging. Amen to that. Her clients, they've crossed finish lines, created life-changing boundaries, set new standards, and they are living out their most amazing life. She's been featured on Week by Week, Main Street Magic, Maximita's podcast, and she has over 150 episodes herself of Ivy Unleashed. That is the name of her podcast. And today, Andrea, I want to pass this over to you. We are going to deep dive into the topics of pushing past physical and mental perceived limits and not allowing a dysfunctional childhood determine your life path. So Andrea, let's pass over the mic and share just a little bit about your story, as far back as you want to go, or just kind of where you're at now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. And that introduction, that was very kind. And it's so funny because it does sound like so much, but obviously this is a lifetime and, you know, decades now of professional work. And so I feel like when you hear that, it's like, oh, she's doing so much. Like, that sounds ridiculous, but that's years in the making, right? And what you kind of said is, you know, I love working with women and talking with women and providing content for women to slow down to figure out what it is that's calling them. Like, you know, for me, it's marathons. And for me, it's being a mom and empowering women. But so much of what you already talk about on your podcast and what I love talking about is people tuning in, right? And trusting that intuition that you talk about, talking so much about being honest with ourselves about where we're at. But as far as my life and my journey goes, I'm from Wisconsin, from a small town, and I grew up with not a whole lot of guidance and a very dysfunctional home. There was not, my parents weren't really home. They were divorced, and I lived with my mom. I had older siblings and then very quickly step siblings that came into the picture. And just to kind of give a visual of, because I know we're going to kind of get more into that dysfunction and how it affects you now and what to do about it, but I was left alone a lot. And I really had to figure out, like, what is success? Like, what is a wholesome life? Like, what does make people happy? I was around a lot of alcohol and partying. And, you know, at a very young age, I was just exposed to things that, like, kids shouldn't see. And so as an adult, you know, that affects me. And I, as far as like, you know, what I empower women to do is, you know, not to be a victim of that past, but to acknowledge that, of course, it affects you now. You know, our genetic makeup and what we were exposed to and, you know, our fear sensors, our triggers, how we interact with the world. I mean, you cannot deny that that childhood affects you now. But instead of letting it control your relationships or the self-sabotage that can come with it, how can we allow it to, like, give it a warm embrace of, like, wow, you've been through a lot? Or maybe you had the picture-perfect home and you had to be perfect and you had to achieve to get the attention. Like, it's not to pick apart your childhood, but more along the lines of allowing and understanding yourself so that you can interact with the world the way that you want, that feels aligned, that feels like you can go for what you want instead of the self-sacrifice or always having to achieve or have to be perfect or, you know, and a lot of it just comes back to worthiness and how we treat ourselves. And so I love to unpack that with people, with my clients, because it affects whether or not you exercise. It affects how you talk to people. It affects how you talk to yourself and whether or not you allow yourself to chase what you want. It affects us all the time.
100%. Like, I have like goosebumps and chills because there's so much to unpack with everything that you just said, but that was just very beautifully said. And something that really dawned with me is I feel like, let it be, like, whatever spectrum you're coming from, like what you said, you know, if it's more so like you didn't have that guidance or you had that too much guidance or you had, you know, that the perfectionism, like seeking the attention, whatever that is, it's the acceptance for who we are now. And that unpacking, like pulling it out from under the rug and allowing yourself to see you for who you are and what you've been through. Yes. But accepting it. Yeah. And I just love how you worded all of that. That was beautifully said. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, and I know so many of your listeners are mothers, right? And we had on Terry Cole on Ivy Unleashed, and she is this powerhouse of a woman that wrote Boundary Boss. It's like one of the best books I've ever read in my life. But when she was on, you know, she's constantly talking about how your childhood, it makes you who you are and all these things. And I was like, holy shit, so much pressure. Like, this is what I think about all the time. Like, what am I doing that's going to mess up my kids, right? Am I overcompensating for the child that I didn't have? You know, like, it scares me because it is it's the biggest job you can have. Like, it is. The woman typically carries the emotional weight of the household, right? And so it's a big responsibility and I don't want to mess them up, right? And she stopped me and she was like, listen, it is impossible for anybody to meet all the needs of another human being. So stop, like, stop even trying to do, like, that's not even fun to like meet every need. They're going to be spoiled little brats, right? Like,
Well, right. Yeah.
And so I think taking that expectation away from yourself, like, yeah, do your best. But when you do make a mistake or a trigger shows up from your childhood, or you realize that was not the best version of me, like, that's awesome because you're showing them you're not a perfect human being. And then you can talk about your mistakes. You can show them how to own it. Mm-hmm. You can repair that and teach them they don't also have to be perfect. And like, I'm going to keep doing my best. And sometimes my best requires me to leave to go for a run and come back because I don't have it in me right now. But maybe I'll go find it over there somewhere and I'll come back.
Or the fiber that I'm going to go take. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to go to sleep. I got to take a nap. Like, please, you know, I know it's tough when kids are really little. Like, you don't really have these freedoms sometimes to just like leave the house or take a nap. But allowing yourself the opportunities to be imperfect, give it your best. And in the meantime, know that I can't give my best if I'm not figuring out what I need now. Mm-hmm. Or what I didn't get then and how it's affecting me now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's, it is like that. It's the balancing act because I feel like you said it, like if you are like doing it all or trying to do it all, you're then like, it's going to be one extreme or the other. Right. Mm-hmm. So again, coming back to that acknowledgement and acceptance, I love it. So going back to you, I don't want to forget this question. I know I'm kind of backtracking a little bit, but like with bridging your gap, I guess, like being in like the childhood that you have to where you're at now, like you could have sulked in that fear. You could have sulked in that lack of guidance. Like you could have, I don't want to say turned out completely different because again, like I don't want to discredit anything to anyone else or anything, but how, like, talk to me like about pushing past any sort of physical, mental boundaries to create that positive impact and growth that you've experienced.
Yeah. I mean, it's so many things, but looking back, you know, when I reflect on how I am where I am, and we just recorded an episode not too long ago about someone that was in foster care, and it gave me some light bulbs too of, you know, you can excel and you can have the capacity to push past limits if you feel supported. Right. And like, technically I didn't have that at home, right? I had parents that loved me, but they just weren't there in the way I needed as a child. So I found that. I sought it out. I was in sports that I sucked at just because the coach was so good. And I knew that they would give me guidance and push me and make me better. Right. And it was like, I went to church as a child by myself because it was across the street and found the structure and the guidance in church. And so, you know, the light bulb moments I had hearing about, his name is Galen Elmore. He does a lot of work with like belonging and how important that is. I realized a lot of what got me from having no guidance to feeling like I could go after my dreams. I could be the first person in my family to go to college type of situation was the leaders in my church, the sports coaches, the teachers, those types of things where there was a drive and passion in me. And I think a big part of that too, to give myself some credit, is intuition, you know, of this, something's off here. Like, I don't think parents are supposed to tell me this much information about what they don't like about my other parent, you know, or I shouldn't know about sex at this age. Like, this feels like wrong information, you know? And my intuition was like, I don't feel like this is where I should be getting my guidance. And so I would find it in more wholesome places. Mm-hmm. And then I would model other people. I'd be like, ooh, they're on varsity. They do really good in school. I'm going to do really good in school. Or I know the ticket to get out of this household and go to college is to get really good grades. And so it was like, I was kind of always looking ahead, getting jobs, making my own money because I needed the freedom and the agency over my life. You know, because it's tough when you're a kid, you don't really have a choice. You kind of have to live in that environment and survive. And so it just, it kind of is like constantly looking at what somebody else is doing that had more of like a stable home. Like, okay, that's what they're doing. Okay, they're getting up and eating a breakfast. What are they having for breakfast? Okay, I can ask my mom to get that at the grocery store. I'll make it for myself for breakfast before I wake up my brothers. Like, it just.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like that example, like the role models. And yeah, that's, so now being an adult, like, when you kind of have a negative thought pattern or like beliefs from your childhood coming back up, like how do you work through that now?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, something I have to give credit to is therapy, right? Like my most recent therapist was saying, you know, is that the role you want to play? And that question, I'm like, ooh, I don't know. Ooh. I don't think so, actually, because what I do, so this is an example of like when you explore your childhood and you think about the roles you played and how it's playing today, I overparent people that aren't my kids. Like I'm constantly trying to take care of my mom and my brothers who are older than me and stepping in when I don't need to, you know, and it can come off as like bossy or know-it-all or like, you know, things like that. But it's like, I'm actually just doing what I did as a kid. You know, I like was the youngest, but I was taking care of my brothers and making sure they get out the door for school. Like, so it's in me. And I think people can find that in whatever that is, but sometimes it takes a professional to hear what's going on and be like, hey, is that what you want to be doing? Like, how do you feel when you're stepping in, you know, or just even giving you the idea that, oh, everybody is an adult and they can figure things out from themselves. And so I think just therapy is so powerful, or having a coach is so powerful, because questions, empowered questions, as you know, get you to your own answers instead of, you know, hearing it from an expert of what to do. It's more, you have the answers within you, but you just got to be asked the right questions.
Yeah. And again, having that confidence to let go of the societal pressures, the expectations, and a lot of that is that confidence, that worth, that what you were saying, just the embodiment of belonging.
Yep.
But belonging to what? Like, you belong to you, right? And then you find that support system, but you don't need to go out and seek it from the media or the social media that you don't even know this person, you know? Mm-hmm. So Gosh, there was something else that you said, and it's a total tangent, but I have to say it.
I love it.
Just when you said, you know, now like your tendencies like might be seen as bossy, or they might just be seen as maybe overstepping. But the beauty here, and this is like as humanity, like for us to look at anyone that we cross paths with, is the acceptance piece of who that person is and seeing them for who and what they are, because you don't know what they've been through. You don't know those, just the conditioning that they've been through. And this is the, you know, the way that they are. And that's just, it was something that just came to me because I've had a session, conversation of just accepting people for who they are, that is one of the most important things that you can do.
I do think though, that takes a level of evolving, right? Because if you're interacting with someone that you haven't created any boundaries with, and you're like, oh, I should probably just accept them for who they are, but they're stepping all over the boundaries that you haven't expressed yet that you need, you know, those two things go so hand in hand because, you know, you've got to evolve to a certain level to accept someone, right? Because, and I think it's all backtracking into, if you don't know who you are, if you don't know what needs you need met, you're walking around all resentful for over-delivering, over-giving, over-committing, and you don't even know why, because you haven't taken the time to sit down and be like, what is giving me energy and what is depleting it? Every time I'm with this person, I just feel so pissed and resentful and they're just so annoying and I'm supposed to accept them. It's like, no, you haven't expressed to them what is not okay for your interactions or created the space you need or said, I really don't like it when you're around me and you talk about diets all the time. It like triggers me because it makes me feel X, Y, Z, or, you know, whatever it may be that people talk about that you can't stand. And so I think therapy and coaching can help with that too, just to establish what's beneath that trigger. Like anything you're triggered by, it's not them. Them talking about diets is fine. Whatever. That's what they want to talk about. What is it in you that feels like, what is that feeling? Where is it coming from? And how can we heal that so that no matter what she's doing over here or what he's doing, it doesn't even, you're the eye of the storm, tornado around you doesn't matter.
Right. And that is 100% what I was trying to encompass. I just totally jumped over. I'm glad you brought in that boundary piece though. But coming from you instead of letting XYZ get to heart or letting it completely tear you down, that 100% what you just said. Yeah.
But I think that's important to bring up though, is the goal is that you can accept people for who they are, right? Like, I think that's almost the barometer of where am I at in my growth? If someone is still triggering me and I can't just accept them for who they are, like, what in me needs some exploring and some love? Because yes, we can be hard on ourselves, and I'm so guilty of this. My self-critic is something I always have to work on, because I just know I can always do better. I could have been nicer. I could have got more done. I could have been fill in the blank.
Oh, the shoulds, the needs. Oh yeah.
Yes. But when you feel that trigger, you know, that person can annoy you, but it's just a reflection of something in you that needs some love. It doesn't need you to fix. It needs you to just maybe journal about it. Maybe just sit and think about, like, what is that? Where is that in my body? Like, why am I feeling that? And just keep digging until you feel like you can own something in you that, you know, you've been hurt or betrayed or struggled with, that, you know, you can start to make some baby steps with.
Amen. Always coming back home to yourself. I love it. I love it. I love it. So what are some strategies for our listeners here with, you know, if they are stuck in maybe some childhood trauma, or they're stuck in their heads and they have like just, they know that their mindset is not where they want it to be. Like, what are some strategies for how to maybe push past that with your mindset, or just kind of working through the healing process?
Yeah, I think it's so personal for everyone. And it's like, you can hear this a million times, but something so powerful happens when you put a pen to paper. When you, it's like you're telling, it's all about worthiness, right? Like, am I worth sitting and taking time to think about how I feel? And if you can't find that time, even 5 minutes, start there. Like, you don't even have to write. Maybe you just sit somewhere for 5 minutes doing nothing and breathing to understand that, wow, it's really hard for me to even give myself 5 minutes. Let's start here. And you know, a lot of people, they don't want to think about those things because it brings up negative feelings, emotions. They don't want to seem like they're a victim. They want to just move forward. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, you know, it affects you. And if you think about that cycle or that pattern that you have, you're like, oh, why can't I get myself to work out? Or I've been wanting to read this book. It's literally been sitting here for 6 months. Why am I not reading it? You know, or whatever the thing is. That pattern, that cycle has something to do with, you know, your childhood or an experience that's kind of holding you back. And it's all coming back to worthiness. And so I would say put pen to paper. If you're spiritual, just pray, whether it's, you know, at night, in the morning, midday. Meditation's great just for clearing your mind and allowing your nervous system to relax. Because I feel like when you do that, you can actually hear yourself. Like you can't work through something if you don't even take the time to disconnect from the device or the chatter of other people to hear yourself. And so it's you could say it a million times, but it's just the slowing down and allowing yourself to unpack what's even going on up in your brain. I wish there was like a hack or like a,
I know. And I feel like that's probably the biggest bridge for like the business and the work that we do, right? Because it is the ownership and the responsibility and accountability for yourself. And we have the tools, we have the strategies, you know, but it does come back to you and everything. It's not cookie cutter. It's not black and white. Like we are all so, so unique and so beautiful in that sense, mm-hmm. but that acceptance of who you are, the worthiness, you know, and having that confidence piece of loving yourself and, you know, coming back home and tuning in.
Yeah.
I love that you shared just starting, like if you're struggling with taking the 5 minutes to start there, yeah. Why, how am I struggling? Like it's 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I love that you even took like your step one back, you know, to start here because that's crucial.
Well, yeah. Go ahead.
No, go.
I was just going to say, you know, if you can't take the 5 minutes, it's a good indicator that you're living in a very rushed, elevated state. And just to understand that when your nervous system is in that type of rush, go, like there's no way that you can be as present or, you know, nourish your relationships the way that you probably want or the way that you're reacting because your nervous system's like, go, right. You know, like how can you be present and truly hear someone? How can you slow down to enjoy the moment of life if you're thinking about, you know, 6 things you got to do in the future. And I think as moms, sometimes like we can't motivate ourselves to do that for ourselves. Sometimes we need, you know, as much as I don't like this and I wish you could just know that you're worthy. Sometimes it's thinking about your child and would I want them to not be able to take 5 minutes for themselves? Mm-hmm. Because you're modeling that and you're mm-hmm. showing them you never take time for yourself. You're showing them that we're constantly running and going and going and going. And they're learning how to be a human from exactly what you're doing. And so taking the 5 minutes, even if it's uncomfortable, maybe your kid walks in when you're trying to do deep breaths. They can do it with you. Show them, oh, I'm just taking deep breaths. This makes me feel better. I feel happier when I've taken some time to myself. Or can you like go play with your toys and I'll be out in 5 minutes because mommy needs time to herself so that they know they can ask for the same thing.
Right. Right. So much of my business and the work that I do with the clients that I help is exactly what we're modeling to our children. And what you just said, it dawns on me because when I have, you know, my son, he's struggling through he's four. So, but like that confidence piece or, you know, things that I know that he might be struggling with internally, it always that connects from what I'm helping my moms with. It comes back to him. I think I shared on my podcast last week about, you know, those scary thoughts in your mind and it comes back when we're an adult, it's those intrusive thoughts that we're having in our mind. So it's very, very true with that piece of that setting the example. And I just got chills again. I just had to share that little tangent.
I love it.
Yeah. In my prayer and meditation in the morning, I don't know how many times it's come to me, like, you know, obviously my kids always come first, but it's come to me like that message of take the time, like the message that you want to share with your moms, share that with your kids today too.
Yep.
And it's just like, sometimes it's hard for me to hear because I'm like, oh my gosh, I thought of my business, you know, before my kids, but I obviously, you know, family always comes first, but it's always so beautiful when that message or just that little hit comes in and it's like, tell your kids that today too. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I love that.
Tell us about your business. So Gold Ivy Health Co., tell us about it. You have owner, and just tell us about what you do, all the services and offers that you have.
Yes. Yeah. So Gold Ivy Health Co., the reason why it's named that, gold are words to us. So we have a podcast. We talk a lot. We have a blog and we have a social presence on, you know, TikTok, Instagram, all the things. And so we just know words are powerful. What we say to ourselves, what we say to others, the information we're sharing. And my co-host of Ivy Unleash, my co-business partner, Brooke, both of us grew up with not a lot of guidance. So our connection is that I'm married to her cousin. Okay. She's 10 years younger than me and we're both health coaches. And so one day I'm like, man, we're constantly sharing podcasts, books, resources with each other. Like, let's just elevate this on a bigger platform and start a podcast. If nobody listens, whatever, help one person. Cool. You know? And what's awesome is like, we started talking about health, but then it really turned into more like inspiring stories, like people talking about like what they've actually been through. Everybody connects more to that. You know, whenever you talk about your son, everybody I'm sure is like, ooh, what did he say? You know, yeah, what's going on? Right. Like, give us the real. And so with health, Brooke has had a health struggle and she's very honest about her gut health issues and how she's healing. And we're very honest about what we struggle with our own mental health. And so, yeah, we have experts on, but it's always like the real life experience to go with it because that's what people want. And same on our social platforms. It's real life examples of what we're working on and how it can be hard and then what we're doing about it. It's like that ownership piece. So we're health coaches, trainers. I'm a personal trainer. And then we have a virtual workout platform called Move with Gold Ivy because mm-hmm. a lot of moms find it very hard to find time to move. It's just, mm-hmm. it's tough, especially when your kids are little. And it's basically like, let's take some of the friction away by, you can do this at home with no equipment when your kid's jumping on your back. Like mm-hmm. you can start and stop this whenever you need to. You don't have to get to a gym to be able to take care of yourself. And, you know, frankly, I feel like they should see you working out sometimes. Like, yes, ideally we would love to have our own perfect little gym experience when we get our own time, but like sometimes it's not realistic. So we created that has like challenges every quarter because sometimes people are like, I want like a little reset or I want some tips around recipes or whatever. And so it's a mix of mind and body. The mind is our podcast, Ivy Unleashed, and the body is Move with Gold Ivy.
Beautiful. I love that. And I have to poke fun at that too with, I've never not worked out with my kids since I've had children.
Never? Because
I don't know. I don't think so. Because my blessed nap time would never work out. Like that's when I'm sitting at my computer and like having that either, you know, meditation time. Like that's when I need my connection to me time.
Yeah.
And it's just that's I'm poking the fun at me because I don't think I've ever worked out without my kids. And that was something when I became a mom. I was more in like that health space when I became a mom. And then I totally, you know, took a complete 180 shift. And I still talk about health habits and things, but it is more so the inner journey. So I love how you guys make that connection also.
I mean, you need both. Like you can't neglect one of them, right? And
oh, yeah.
A lot of our most creative ideas come when we're moving, right? And it elevates our energy and our mood. And, you know, it's the best thing to battle depression. It's the best thing to battle Alzheimer's. Like longevity is all about movement. And you can tell when you're sitting and you're just like, you've hardly moved, just your energy's low. And we all know this, but basically we want to make it just more accessible for people to feel like I can do this. And then I also have these two people that I feel like they're in the room with me and they're like, they're banter back and forth and empowering us to continue to pour into ourselves so that we can give, so we can have the energy to keep up with these wild children.
Heck yeah. Oh, and your energy. I love your energy. It was so wonderful to connect with you. I would love, the inside of your guys' workout space. That sounds incredible. That membership.
Yeah.
So where can people find you?
Yes, they can find us on any platform. We're all over TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all of it. And then our podcast is on Spotify, Apple, YouTube as well. But on any social media, we're Gold Ivy Health Co., and then the podcast is Ivy Unleashed.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for your time with us today.
Yes, this is wonderful. I love chatting with you.
Yes, it was so nice to finally connect and get on here and talk. And it was such a just impactful episode. Just thank you. We could all take something away from this. And just, you know, a takeaway from this too is to take that 5 minutes for you. Mm-hmm. If it's not today, take it tomorrow and let it be in prayer, meditation, or that journal. Take 5 minutes for yourself mm-hmm. and just get silent, get still, and connect back to you.
Yeah,
I love it. I love it. Everything that we talked about, I'll link in the show notes below where to find you wonderful ladies. And just thank you so, so much again for being here, Andrea.
Yes, thank you.
Until next week, my mamas, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. We're sending our love and light.
Did you find this episode relatable and compelling? Please give me a review.
Thank you so much for spending this sacred time with me on the Balanced Mama the podcast. I am sending you so much love and covering you in light, praying this episode has helped you in some way. And if it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a written review sharing how it's impacted your life. It truly lights me up hearing how you are on your way to your breakthrough. And also, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her that we are never alone and to help give her that empowerment to take that first step. And be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our motherhood empowerment community, and if and when it feels good to you, learn how we could work together to help you reclaim your power, mama. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.